Leona Lewis here on Next It's a Vibe. And I am lucky enough to have the Vacationists here in the studio, and they are one of my favourite bands from Sydney. Let's have a listen to what they sound like. If the faders were up, there we go. So that's their latest song, Bush Turkey. So, boys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's all good. Now, you guys are quite a large band, but I've got three of you right now. But does it get kind of crowded on stage when you're up there?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Very crowded.
This is still the slimmed down version. We've been seven people at one point.
Oh, wow. Especially with Sydney stages. They're so small these days, so it's definitely hard to get up there and actually move around.
Yeah, they're getting smaller and smaller.
There's quite a height difference in our band as well. And when we're squished up on stage, quite often I have the offcuts of Johan's guitar, guitar strings, like brushing my face from his guitar.
There's guitar strings everywhere.
Yeah.
That's right. Everyone. You've got that nice beard to buffer it.
That's why I grew the beard. Protection.
So because of the changing numbers in bands, your sound has also changed a lot as well. So you guys used to be a lot more chilled and relaxed. Now you've gone for a more rocky indie kind of vibe.
Mm.
So is that why you've done it? Because of the changing in band members? Or
I guess so. We used to be more chilled people. Now we're more angry and
nervous now.
I think that's part of it. Band members changing. Our bass player left not so long ago. I think we sounded a little bit more like the Smiths with him, because he was a pretty funky bass player, and I'm playing bass now, and so the sound has changed to a lot much more simplistic sound. purely because of my level of skill.
It's punchier.
Punchier. Yeah. It's not because it's the only thing I can play. I wanted to play just the roommates.
That's good. So you guys have a gig coming up. It's got a Halloween theme. So what can people expect from this? Are you guys going to be wearing costumes and stuff?
It will be terrifying, that's for sure. The details are still a bit vague.
So it's a bit secret.
There will be prizes. I mean, if anyone dresses up, there will be prizes for best dressed punter on the night. And maybe it'll be someone in the band. Maybe we'll give ourselves a prize.
It's a rigged contest.
Yeah.
So you guys have other bands playing with you. What are they like?
Oh, so we got the Black Springs.
Mm.
So a really cool band. How do you describe them? They're sort of
like indie. They indie psych, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
We're quite psychedelic. Pretty kind of lo-fi. Indie rock.
Mm.
Great band. They just released an album earlier this year, which is amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
The bands that we're playing with, it's all very like connected.
Incestuous.
So Martin was used to be in the Black Springs.
Okay.
And Black Springs' bassist Leighton used to be in the Vacationists.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. And so the other act that we're playing with, Mulk, it's this guy Eli. He used to be the guitarist for us.
I remember Eli. Was great.
And he used to, he used to be in Vacationist, and he used to be in Black Springs.
Hey!
And now he's solo. It's a happy family. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we also have the Connie experience, who is my housemate. And it's an experience.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty awesome.
Mm. Did she play at your Moonrise EP launch?
No, she played at a couple of concerts we've organized at my house.
Okay, yeah.
But this is one of her first forays into the outside world.
Awesome. And do you guys plan on touring outside of Sydney anytime soon?
No, we'd like to. Mm. Yeah. We haven't got any plans, steadfast plans, but definitely on the cards. Yeah.
And you guys have a new single out, Bush Turkey. Where can people find this?
Johan. That's a Johan question.
It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes Store. If you just come find one of us, and we'll probably have a copy for you as well.
And it's on Bandcamp as well.
Yes.
So for the gig, how much is the tickets and where can people find them?
They're $5 for pre-sale and $10 on the door. You can there's a link on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and it's at the Lazy Bones.
No, it's at the Brighton Upper.
That's right. I always get those two mixed up. You guys play both those a lot.
We do, yeah. Both great venues, yeah.
So yeah, thanks for joining me, guys, and we'll play your new single Bush Turkey now.
Cool.
Listen to next, It's a Vibe.
Best music.